Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, penelitian baru mengungkapkan bahwa 2 dari 5 warga Australia prihatin tentang kebersihan di tempat kerja mereka, sementara lebih dari 1/4 khawatir tentang kuman sejak dimulainya pandemi. Dengan lebih banyak pekerja yang kembali bekerja di lokasi, apakah Anda khawatir tentang perjalanan ke tempat kerja dan menghabiskan waktu di ruang bersama? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Josipa Kosanovic. Lana Bogunovic bekerja di gedung perkantoran di CBD Sydney. Ia mengatakan bahwa setelah berbulan-bulan bekerja di rumah, ia khawatir tentang peningkatan risiko infeksi saat bepergian ke tempat kerja atau berbagi ruang kerja dengan rekan-rekannya.
When I returned to work, I was definitely more aware and more conscious about surfaces that I touched, about how close I stood to people. So upon coming into work, there's a hand sanitization station as you enter into the office. There's also a temperature checking machine as well. But in addition to that, I would also go to the bathroom and wash my hands as soon as I came into the office off public transport. And that's not something that I normally used to do.
Sebuah penelitian baru oleh Fantastic Services Group mengungkapkan bahwa 2 dari 5 warga Australia prihatin tentang kebersihan di tempat kerja mereka. Pada saat yang sama, lebih dari 1/4 khawatir tentang kuman sejak dimulainya pandemi, sementara 2/3 waspada untuk tidak menyentuh permukaan saat jauh dari rumah. Rune Saundal, CEO Fantastic Services Group, mengatakan, penelitian mereka menggambarkan perubahan sikap warga Australia terhadap kebersihan selama pandemi COVID-19.
The research shows that it's actually quite a high number that are severely anxious of going back to work. 2 in 5 Australians are concerned with cleanliness in returning to work. Almost 1/4 of Australians become anxious. People are concerned about going out in public despite it being open again. And you know, we all know that people weren't really afraid of going out public before that.
Lana Bogunovic mengatakan bahwa tantangan yang dihadirkan oleh COVID-19 membuatnya menilai kembali makna lingkungan kerja yang aman.
Safe work environment in a time of COVID is having strict policies in place, having a cap on how many people are allowed in a meeting room at any one time. Also having ample personal space around me so that I'm not sitting right next to someone else, and also having access to hand sanitization and having sanitary wipes as well, especially because we do tend to share desks, and also the temperature checking machine as well upon entering. I think that has also given me an added level of feeling safer.
Direktur dari New South Wales Safe Work, Health and Safe Design, Jim Kelly, mengatakan bahwa menerapkan prinsip-prinsip sederhana seperti COVID Safe Plan dapat membantu mengelola kecemasan saat kembali bekerja.
It's really important that we do continue to maintain a COVID Safe business plan. It's really keeping things simple. It's about hand hygiene, ensuring that we wash our hands frequently when contacting surfaces that might be touched by a number of people, maintaining physical distancing, particularly from members of the public or customers that we might be regularly in contact with, and making sure we report symptoms and get checked for COVID virus as soon as symptoms arise.
Rune Saundal mendorong pemberi pekerjaan untuk fokus meminimalkan kontak dengan permukaan lalu lintas tinggi seperti pegangan, keran, dan saklar lampu.
When there's a door that's always used, it may be worth investing in removal foot handles, which means you can open it with your foot instead, just like restaurants. So the idea of germ-proofing high traffic areas will help people get back to work. So there's a couple of things that just make people not just feel safe, but be safer.
Selain menyediakan pembersih tangan, tisu antibakteri, dan meja dengan jarak sosial kepada staff, Saundal mengatakan banyak perusahaan berinvestasi dalam sanitasi antivirus yang juga dikenal dengan sebutan fogging.
We have a service called antiviral sanitation, which is a fogging service. So it sprays, it's a system that evaporates the antiviral solution and makes it go in through every single crevice. We do this in kindergarten so it's safe. We do this in schools and nurseries. So it's safe enough, but it's very good for offices as well, especially if you've got very high traffic areas.
Karena respon COVID-19 Australia yang efektif, Safe Work Direct atau Health and Safe Design, Jim Kelly mengatakan bahwa layanan pembersihan mendalam seperti fogging hanya diperlukan jika terjadi wabah di tempat kerja.
Australia has done extremely well at managing the COVID-19 risk. At this stage of the pandemic, there's absolutely no need to be doing anything out of the ordinary with your cleaning, unless there is an outbreak. But assuming the virus does not enter your workplace, there's absolutely no reason why you should change your normal cleaning protocols.
Untuk saran lebih lanjut tentang cara meminimalkan risiko paparan COVID-19 di tempat kerja Anda, kunjungi situs web Safe Work Australia.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.